I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's nothing more shocking than when a show decides to off a character out of nowhere, killing off a cast member and leaving the audience reeling as a result. However, usually us viewers can be sure that the cast and crew were aware of the forthcoming surprise and had months of advance of notice for where their character was headed, long before we were made privy to the fact. And usually this assumption would be right, as actors often collaborate with the creators of the shows they star in to decide on the best direction for their characters to take. However, in recent years, the cultural obsession with spoilers has meant many actors are kept in the dark about their fate, particularly on big-budget shows, lest they spill the beans and ruin things. Even before this phenomenon, some less-than-cooperative actors were oft without their knowledge, so filmmakers could continue shooting without them. As seen in this rundown of the TV deaths that were so surprising, even the actors didn't see them coming. I am Kirsten from What Culture, and these are the 10 TV character deaths not even the actors saw coming. Number 10, Frank Dunphy, Fred Willard, Modern Family. Now, admittedly, this one was more the fault of the actors involved than many of the entries on this list, as they could have seen this spoiler coming if they'd read the scripts, but this one has nonetheless taken on a poignant significance in recent weeks. Modern Family star Sarah Hyland admitted during the show's recent final season earlier this year that she doesn't read the scripts of episodes her character isn't in, meaning she wasn't expecting the devastating death of her on-screen grandfather. Played by comedy veteran Fred Willard, the kindly old character was off to Hyland's surprise just a few months before Willard himself died suddenly shortly after the series wrapped for good. Number 9, Dr. Kuttner, Cal Penn, House. When Harold and Kumar go to White Castle star Cal Penn and nabbed a job as communications advisor for the Obama White House administration in early 2009, he more than understood that the hit TV show on which he appeared needed to cut down his screen time and give his character a gracious exit as a result. And that's exactly what House, the mega-hit Hugh Laurie dramedy about the titular limping super doctor anti-hero, did, by killing him off in a sudden and unexpected suicide. The death was a blow to fans and Penn alike, as the actor admitted he didn't even know his recurring character, Dr. Kuttner, was set to die, let alone meet such a tragic and definitive end. Number 8, Rita, Julie Benz, Dexter. Played to perfection by the superb Julie Benz, Rita was a pivotal addition to the cast of Showtime's darkly comic serial killer serial Dexter, with her role as the eponymous sociopathic Avenger's wife adding some necessary humanity to the show's otherwise glib tone. When it came time for the series to off this lone light of hope in a show which regularly reveled in the worst of humanity, the actor playing her murderer, John Lithgow, was given an entire season to prepare for the shocking twist. However, Benz herself says the secret was kept under such tight wraps that she only learned of Rita's fate a day before the rest of the cast, which must be a tough way of encountering what one critic called the most shocking TV scene ever. Number 7, George O'Malley, T.R. Knight, Grey's Anatomy. This one is a bit brutal, as the actor involved insists not only was he not aware of where the writers were taking his character, but it was actually an unfortunate miscommunication which got the character killed. Long-running medical drama Grey's Anatomy was played with plenty of cast reshuffles and dramatic actor exits throughout its long run. In particular, the death of George O'Malley, a character played by T.R. Knight, was rumoured to have come about when the unhappy actor complained about where the character was headed to series creator Shonda Rhimes, who responded by killing him off. This decision was far from what Knight had in mind, but by the time he learned of George's impending fate, the damage had been done. Number 6, Glenn and Abraham, The Walking Dead. As brutal a television show as the small screen has ever offered up to unsuspecting viewers, the AMC mega hit The Walking Dead has never been shy about offing members of its cast in unexpected and brutal circumstances. Forever attempting to one-up its own audaciousness, the adaptation of Robert Kirkman's long-running comic series upped the ante massively when one season premiere promised the brutal death of not one, but two major characters thanks to Negan's bat. Who? Well, no one knew. Having refused to tell the cast, the show went as far as to shoot the death scenes for many of the central ensemble so that even leaked footage couldn't spoil the surprise. Truly groundbreaking commitment to avoiding spoilers. Rest in peace, Glenn. Rest in peace. Number 5, Blake McLean Stevenson, MASH. The original, the most famous, and possibly the greatest surprise demise in TV history, Blake's exit from the war dramedy MASH reminded viewers that this cozy sitcom was set during a war, and the realities of that horror were always ready to slip into the show's milieu. It was a drastic shock which left viewers reeling as they assumed the happy-go-lucky second-in-command of lovable slacker Hawkeye was bound for a happy homecoming, and the scene hammered home the reality of America's bloody misadventures abroad in no uncertain terms. However, the actors on set weren't informed of Blake's brutal fate until they filmed the scene in which it was revealed. Number 4, Ana Lucia, Michelle Rodriguez, Lost. This one is a little more understandable than most, as the writers of Lost didn't offer the character played by Fast and Furious star Michelle Rodriguez with a reasonable cause. Her character Ana Lucia Cortez may have seemed vital to proceedings in this twisty mystery when she was introduced, but within the same reason she had been swiftly killed off with little fanfare. Rodriguez was one of the most recognisable cast members, having already established herself in a handful of prominent supporting roles in blockbusters, so why was her character off without even the actor herself getting much prior warning? Well, mainly because Rodriguez ran the production into trouble with the state of Hawaii via a DUI arrest which threatened the state's cooperation with the studio's filming. So, not totally out of nowhere then. Number 3, Oscar, Vincent Ward, The Walking Dead. Again. It was inevitable that a show as infamously evasive as The Walking Dead would put in a pair of appearances on this list, since the series is known for going to absurd lengths in order to avoid spoilers as the earlier entry evidenced. But for poor Vincent Ward, the actor who played Oscar in the show's third season, the show's homicidal tendencies still came as a surprise. The actor admitted in a later interview that he was pissed, understandably enough, when he discovered his character would be killed as he sat in the makeup chair, reading his lines before shooting said tragic death scene. He's since gotten over it, he assured the interviewer, but damn, what a time to find out. Number 2, Ed Sheeran, Game of Thrones. It's fair to say that this entry may not have cost the cast too many sleepless nights, particularly when HBO's mega-budget, mega-controversial George R.R. Martin adaptation Game of Thrones was already infamous for offing characters left, right and centre. When the Lannister troubadour Eddie appeared briefly in one surreal, drawn-out scene of the show, played by divisive singer-songwriter Ed Sheeran, fans weren't crazy about his acting abilities and singled out the sequence for some intense criticism. This was the last that Sheeran heard from the producers, prompting him to complain that he wished he'd been given a good death scene. It's a wish which was granted in the season 8 premiere, wherein a pair of prostitutes recall old Eddie, but not quite as a fondly held client. No, rather more brutally, and seemingly without Sheeran's knowledge, one of them announces he lost his eyelids to dragonfire, so fair to say he's probably not alive anymore at that point. Sorry, Ed. Valar Morghulis indeed. Number 1, Hugh, Jonathan Del Arco, Star Trek, Picard. Oh, rest in peace, poor Hugh. Years after being freed from the Borg in the Next Generation's iconic installment, I, Borg, 3rd of 5 gave his life in order to save his own saviour, the titular characters of Star Trek, Picard. Of course, this was all news to the man playing him, who discovered poor Hugh was set to bite the proverbial in episode 7 shortly before shooting his closing scenes. Actor Jonathan Del Arco was far from bitter, however, saying, "It's probably a good thing I didn't know way early, because the moment I found out, ended up liberating my work quite a bit." The classic defense everyone opts for once they discover the wool's been pulled over their eyes. Good call, Huey.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.